Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 7th of July. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Joanna Kamenu to discuss this week's local news stories. And let's have a look at the headlines first of all. No reasonable alternative to the Dunsfold plan. The flood relief scheme is to be implemented and Ofsted fears for pupils' safety. These stories and more as I'm joined by Joanna at the news desk. Hello, Joanna.
Hi, Graham. How are you?
All right. Thank you very much. And I'm sure you're well today.
Yes, very well. Enjoying the weather.
I know. Yes. Sunshine. Anyway, shall we start off with the story about the Dunsfold development plan? It's been a bit controversial, hasn't it?
Yeah, this is an ongoing story. I think it's been rumbling on for a very long time. The initial meeting where the proposal for this was accepted was in December 2016. And since then, there have been protests. A public inquiry is set to start on July the 18th. So it is an extremely controversial project and around 18,000 homes are due to be built. But the new element of this story this week is that at Waverley Borough Council's local plan examination, which has been taking place last week and also this week, the Inspector Jonathan Bohr discussed the proposals and said that there was no reasonable alternative. So anyone who was attending and expected there to be a stumbling block would have been disappointed because he stated that there was no alternative for all of these houses to be built.
Right, so really, if these number of houses have got to be built, Dunsfold is the best place to do it.
And that was the preliminary decision by the inspector, because Waverley, I think we spoke about this last week, it's taking on a huge amount of housing if the plan goes through. So it will have to be building almost 600 homes every year. So Dunsfold seems to be the solution to this. I mean, the public inquiry is set for July the 18th, so it's up to that to see whether the proposals are accepted, but for now Dunsfold seems to be the way forward.
All right, well, we wait on that public inquiry. I guess that'll take a little while to take evidence and then to produce a report, so I'm sure you'll be keeping your eagle eyes on that.
Yes, it's a 12 day long inquiry, so it's going to be quite detailed and quite in depth.
Now, something else that people have been waiting a long time for were those dreadful floods not so long ago in North Surrey. The flood relief scheme is going to be implemented.
Yes, so the Environment Agency published a draft report looking into the environmental impact of this. So there were residents in Runnymede, Spelthorne, Elmbridge are going to be happy because the flood relief channels have been approved and they will be building these, and it's set to take around 3 years, and that is included in the 10-year construction of the River Thames flood relief scheme. So three years is the amount. It's due to cost around £476 million. So it's a serious investment, and hopefully, as you said, there's been floods, you know, in 1968, 2003, 2014, I think people will remember quite strongly. And it looks like it's finally taking place where there will be some form of solution.
Good. I know the issue was partly about funding, wasn't it, and how much central government and local government had to give to all this, but that's been resolved. And I guess with our local MP there, Philip Hammond, Chancellor of the Exchequer, that's a bit of a personal interest in getting it sorted.
Yes, definitely, and it looks like they are assessing the impact, and it seems to be moving forward at this moment in time. I mean, £476 million is a significant investment.
It is, yes, and of course it will be a lot of disruption while the work's going on, but I'm sure everybody's going to be willing to put up with that to get a long-term solution, and we just hope we don't get any more flooding in the meantime.
Yeah, and that is, I mean, 3 years, it's that is a long span, so it's about, I think people have to keep their fingers crossed that nothing serious happens in that amount of time.
Yeah, anyway.
You can tell with the weather.
Indeed. Now, Ofsted fears for pupil safety.
Yeah, so this has quite a lot of engagement on our online on the website because people are obviously quite concerned. There's a Spelthorne school. There was an inspection which was carried out in May, so it was on the 3rd of May, and the report was published on the 27th of June, and it's been rated as inadequate. And this is in all five categories of the assessment. There are particular areas which are worrying. There was one part of the report which said some staff do not know that some pupils in their class have medical conditions and others don't know how to safely manage the conditions that pupils have. So it's a serious inspection, and it would be concerning for the pupils who attend and the parents of those pupils. There's also concerns raised about bullying. So there seems to be the head teacher, Rob Pantling, actually has quoted been saying that they were delighted with changes that have been made. So there seems to have been some progress since this report was made and the inspection. And also they wanted to note that they were... So Mr. Pantling was in his second week at the school when the inspection took place. So obviously there has been changes since then.
Right, OK, and good that Ofsted have been looking into this. Now, there's been quite a bit of mayhem on the A31 on the Hog's Back, hasn't it? All this excessive heat melted the tarmac.
Yes, someone actually said it was like a melting chocolate bar, so it was quite a severe case of a melting road, which started around a fortnight ago. So it was quite a long process because the roads initially was closed on the 21st of June, and then it seemed to escalate from there. I mean, on the Wednesday, the 23rd, there was temperatures recorded of around 34.5 degrees in Surrey. So by the time people were able to come and emergency services work on it, it was quite a serious state. And then also during this fortnight, rather ironically, there was a weather warning issued for thunderstorms and heavy rain. So we went from the heat wave, which melted the road, to workers not being able to fix it because of potential thunderstorms. So it has been a long process, but the road was reopened and traffic can resume as normal.
Good. Well, what with problems on the road, we've also got problems in the countryside, haven't we, with this hogweed?
This is a story which... It seems to have been affecting the whole of Britain because of the hot weather, I believe. But in Surrey particularly, this hogweed seems to be in quite a dense area. So people in Surrey should be concerned because this hogweed seems to cause blistering and has even caused third-degree burns. So... What we were actually just discussing before we came on air is the sensitivity from this can actually last for years. So if people still come into contact with the UV rays afterwards, then they still may be affected by this hogweed, this giant hogweed. So the Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland actually produced a map on this. And according to the map, there's sightings of this hogweed across Surrey, so in Godalming, Leatherhead, Dorking, Egham, Epsom. I mean, there's a wide-ranging amount of sightings in Surrey, so it is a concern.
Hey, and it's just if you brush against it, I understand, it can cause all these problems for you when people get up to three-degree burns.
Yes, it is a serious concern. I think parents would be concerned for their children who would just wander up to one of these plants unknowingly. And it is the slightest contact that can cause these severe burns.
I must admit, I'm not sure I'd recognise it, actually. But that's the other thing, isn't it? Knowing that it's there.
It is a concern because even, you know, we've run an article saying what is giant hogweed, because I don't think people are aware of what it looks like. And also, if you do see images of it, it isn't a standout plant per se. It does look like a bush with slightly white flowers. So it's a concern.
Absolutely, yes. And I know on your Get Surrey website, and I guess in the paper, you've got the map there showing where those hotspots are in the county.
Yeah, and it is wide varying across the county. So, like I said, from Godalming to Epsom to Dunsfold, it seems to be concentrated in certain areas of Surrey.
Right, okay. Now, finally, dinosaur remains are found from 132 million years ago.
Yes, this is a great story that we reported on this week. So it happened during a routine visit to this brick factory, which is called the Wienerberger factory in Ewhurst. And they discovered, these two paleontologists discovered the remains of an iguanodon dinosaur, which could date back to 132 million years ago. So it was quite a big discovery, although it's not actually the first dinosaur to be discovered in Surrey. So there was actually a dinosaur in 1983 which was discovered by a plumber called William Walker. So it's not the first, but it's quite big news. I think we did feature it on one of our front pages, and I think it's captured the imagination, this story.
Yeah, they always do. Dinosaurs are just such amazing things, aren't they? And you know, if you've never been to the Natural History Museum and just seen the size of some of them, it's just tremendous, the skeletons they've got.
Yeah, and I think it's the size. I think it's the fact that we've found something that could have come from 132 million years ago. I think that captures the imagination,
yeah.
Like anything.
Mm. Well, thank you, Joanna, for taking us through those top stories. And, of course, there's much more to be had in the Surrey Advertiser, so do get a copy out today. And also keep checking on getsurrey.co.uk. Lovely to talk to you, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
You too, Graham. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock, and from the Surrey Advertiser, Joanna Kamenu. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
Brooklyn's Radio. If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.